This is John Walton, and you're listening to the Power Play Point Podcast with the Blue Liner on point and Anna Knox. Here's Wilson, and on the right side, and he scores!
Hello and welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point, speaking to you live to tape once again from downtown Glen Burnie, Maryland. And with me, as always, to cover this glorious first week of Caps hockey is the one and only Mermaid herself, live from Centerville, Virginia. It is the Mermaid Anna Knox.
Yes, happy Sunday, Gil.
Happy Sunday to you. What Sunday has ever been happy?
Well, that's a good Sunday for me.
But oh, really?
Yeah. It finally feels like fall. Yesterday was like stupid hot still. Last week was hot and humid. So today felt like fall. I went to a winery. And yeah, good day. Not a good football day for Washington, but my Niners didn't play, so that's all that matters.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous weather, so that is the happy Sunday.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll give you that. No, I agree. It's getting to be fall for sure. Finally, I looked at the temperature marker on my laptop, and it was about 11 this morning when I did, and I saw 49 degrees, and that's when it hit me. Oh yeah. That's mid to late October that we're in.
Finally.
Yeah.
Because the best outfit, and I will be buried in it, is shorts and flip-flops and a sweatshirt. That's it. And I wear this until it snows.
I have to ask.
Commando, no, yes.
Okay.
Always. Not especially since hockey season started.
Just had to be sure.
Yep, gotta keep it going. Because I will say that, so I bought a new shirt at Costco. Great. Love it. Like long sleeve. Always in the men's department because the girl shirts are like, my daughter could wear it. I was like, oh, this is such a great shirt. And I wore it in the first game and they won. And so I was like, oh, totally wearing this one for the Tampa Bay game. And then into like the third, I was like, oh, I'm going to go put a sweatshirt on. And for some reason, I just didn't even think about it. And I took the shirt off and I came out in a sweatshirt and then we lost. So I learned my lesson. I need to wear the shirt the whole 60 minutes. Like I'm always ragging on the team to play 60 minutes. So I need to do my part as well.
That's going to be one for Robbie Gross's list of superstitions.
Oh, absolutely.
That'll be one for his book of that. Speaking of Robbie, unfortunately, kind of forgot in all that what happened. I want to give a live congratulations to him and his family on the birth of his second child, a new daughter last week.
Zara.
I love the name. Love the name. Zara Elizabeth Gross.
Yes.
Love that name.
It is Elizabeth's a classic. I have it for Avery Elizabeth. But yeah. Robbie and Liz, they posted pictures that are fantastic and lots of family love. And he's taking that paternity leave and he's going to rock it and good for him. So yes, many congratulations.
Yeah. So if you think about it, I don't want to make too much of it, but if you think about it, we had the passing of Mike a couple months ago, and of course your mom, and now we have weeks later we have a birth, so that's just
absolutely
how everything works out.
Tis the circle of life. Oh god, fact that you had that cued, the fact that I said it. No.
I didn't think you were going to say it.
Well, figured... you know what? It's funny. I just as I said it, I was like, God damn it. He's probably going to find some Lion King thing. Like, it just, like, it came out of my mouth. And then all of a sudden, I could, like, you know, see some Lion King reference to just, you know, because I'm not a Disney person. So, but I, of course, we all know that song to the point of puking. But yes, it's a circle of life.
You just gotta let that go.
Apparently. But please don't. I won't. I'm not going to say those three words because I don't want to hear. No, am I even going to say it?
I get it. I figured I had to throw it in there.
But you're so close.
I honestly didn't think you were going to be the one setting me up like that.
Well, see, I didn't make the Lion King reference. I said circle of life, and then it made me be like, oh God, someone's going to make a Lion King reference or a Frozen reference. And yes, don't forget I teach, so I do have to know all these things from many years ago. And
yes.
All right,
speaking of Frozen, I'm enjoying a nice Dunkin' cold brew that I left in the freezer for a bit. And yes, you can pick up that name that I just dropped. We're always eager for sponsors here, and I'm not ashamed to say it, because stuff like computers and airtime and server time, that stuff costs money, people. So,
well, and just to have me on, I mean,
well, that too.
God,
lots of expenses going on here.
Zeros on that check.
We're looking for sponsors, and anybody's interested, let us know.
Anyway, I don't drink coffee, so that's all good.
Anyway, so moving on. Yes, it is fall, and that of course means hockey. And it was only two games, but it was a great two games, I would like to say. And not to pat ourselves on the back, but I hope this first set of games proved a lot of the naysayers and people who might have been nervous about this year's Caps, you know, look, they're going to be competitive.
Yeah.
Right? They're not going to win. Maybe they're not going to win every game the way they used to all the time, but they're going to be competitive, and you're going to like what you see. You're going to like how they play. And I think these two games proved us right.
100%.
And so we'll get to talking about that now. Starting with, of course, the home opener this past Wednesday night. I was Mrs. Blue Liner and I were actually torn between watching it at home and going down to the Firm Brewery in Gambrills. That's where the Locker Hattie beer was made.
Oh,
so and good. he was actually there. So I heard.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he was actually there.
He was there because we had to suffer through TNT.
Yeah.
Commentary.
Yeah. And what were you saying about TNT's coverage of the game?
That it's nothing compared to Joby and Locker.
Yeah. And for the sake of argument and time, I think you and I are just going to leave it at that.
Yep.
That those guys are no Joby and Locker. And yeah, I think that's all we need to say about that.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah. But anyway, getting to the game itself. So, well, you all saw it was six goals. It was glorious action on the ice. It was nowhere near the fight night that some were hyping it to be. I don't know about you, but one of the highlights of the game was for me when Nick Jensen did the shoulder takedown of Ryan Reeves in the corner.
Was it Nick Jensen or Hagelin?
It was Jensen.
Because wasn't there something, was it the same where like Ryan Reeves is on his back? Did you see that one?
What? No, I did. I missed that one.
Okay,
but
that's Hagelin.
No, yeah, that one might have been Hagelin. I'm talking about where Nick Jensen was in the corner digging the puck out and Reeves charged him from behind and Nick turned at the last second and basically flipped him over his shoulder.
I love it. I mean, my God, I shut that guy down. He's got to be humbled that, you know, one, he was traded anyways, and then he gets injured preseason. Then he comes out just trying to be cocky, and you're like, don't even.
I mean, it wasn't as much of the fight night as, as I said, it was hyped up to be, but the Rangers fell victim to their own trap. They thought they would goad the Caps into an overly physical game. Mm-hmm. The Caps weren't having it. They played their game, and look who came out on top.
Exactly. And
I mean, new coach, new players, same result. Now, I don't know if they've learned their lesson yet, and maybe they will, maybe they won't, but it didn't look like it in that first game.
Right.
All right. So quick rundown of the scoring summary. My man, my namesake, 4:39 in the first, power play goal, 1-0, TJ Oshie, the captain, and Kuznetsov on the assists. So he opens the scoring. And then it was, I don't know if it was between this goal, it might have been between this goal and the next one where Nick Jensen had that slap shot from the point, but it was negated due to offside on the replay.
Mm-hmm.
After further review. Love that phrase.
What's that voice?
Yeah, it's that's my 60-year-old NFL. No, a 60-year-old NFL referee who can't keep up. And
okay.
I guess I haven't been watching too many NFL games. I kind of gave up on them long ago. Anyway. So next goal was about 8 minutes later. In fact, almost exactly 8 minutes later at 12:38. Another power play goal, Justin Schultz, his first of the year, of course. Kuznetsov and the captain also on the assists on that one. That, of course, turned out to be the game winner. And then probably the goal of the game, probably for everybody, except if your first name is Wayne and last name is Gretzky anyway. Kind of chatty. So Hendrix Lapierre, his first professional goal. TJ Oshie. Yeah, oh, I had to love it. With TJ Oshie with the slick assist on that one. Connor Sherry with the secondary assist got the play going, makes it 3-0, 13:02, 24 seconds after Schultz's goal. And yeah, it was off to the races, bring out the fire wagon, but I'm going to bring up the replay of this one just to watch it one more time. So Sherry digs it out of the corner, pushes it forward. Oshie picks it up at center and then does this beautiful kind of leg fake.
Head fake, body fake, lead fake, head fake, leg fake, skate fake, 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 head fake, lead fake, body fake, 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 back fake, body fake, head fake, body fake, lead fake, head fake, leg fake, skate fake, 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 head fake, lead fake.
Paralyzer move and lifts it and does this sideways drop pass. Lapierre picks it up, slams it home over our friend Georgiev Porgiev, the goalie for the Rangers. And yeah, this was the goal of the game. The arena was rocking, the bench was rocking. Tarik El Bashir had the greatest tweet about it. I wish I had in front of me, but I mean the whole building was shaking after that because they. I think all of DC sports is this might be hyperbole, but I think all of DC sports is starting to fall in love with this kid. And
100%.
we're really hoping he makes, you know, he makes a go of it while he's with us. But we'll see. But it was a great start to
I was
all.
Excited. I talked about him before and I said, you know what, I was impressed with the fact that you know, he had these injuries and he had a lot of doubters out there coming in, and good for him, young kid. And that smile, with, you know, him and Oshie, just, you know, that just was awesome.
I don't know who was happier, him or Oshie.
Oh, no shit. Right. Like that was just like, oh my God, like the whole team was pumped up. And I just think that's awesome when you have players that regardless, you know, whether they've been playing together forever. This is their first game, that when they can be that excited for each other, that it to me is just awesome sportsmanship. And let me just correct. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I was thinking Haglund. Yes. Jensen and the flip with Reeves. I apologize. My mistake.
No biggie. Yep. But at least you remember. Awesome. Cause I know how much you hate the big double R.
I hate him so much. I still do. But yes, that was a little snicker snicker giggle. I wish I would have put it on my post, but you know what? It's fine. But yeah, well, I don't know how I got the name wrong. I apologize.
Speaking of him though, and probably the one thing TNT did well, when they captured the little conversation between him and Ovechkin.
Actually, it's funny that you're going to say this, so go ahead. I'm going to see what you're going to say before I say anything.
Well, I was just going to say it was, you know what? I'm going to make a correction myself here. This is how rusty we are. Schultz and LaPierre's goals were in the second period, so not 8 minutes after Oshie's goal. So Oshie's was the only goal in the first period.
Yep.
And then 12:38 in the second was Schultz, and then 24 seconds later in the second was LaPierre. But I mentioned the captain and Reeves with their conversation because he was kind of like, oh, you know what? All this scoring, you know what? I'm tired of passing and getting assists. Let me show you how it's done. And he gets a goal himself, also on the power play, making it 4-0, 2:37 in the third. And I didn't hear the whole conversation, but I'm pretty sure Ovi said, well, watch this. I'm going to get a goal here on this shift or in a little bit. And he does it.
Good time. Oh my God. He is really just, I'm in awe of watching him. But I will say, like, even just being a sports nerd, to see somebody of his talent and skill and sportsmanship and leadership and everything else, it's just to be admired. And it is like, we are, you know, watching, you know, history being made, and he's on our team, which is just like amazing. But you know what, his when they mic him up, you know, sometimes when I've seen players be mic'd up, like on the football field, sometimes I feel like they kind of embellish their voices, you know, what they're going to say to their teammates because they know that they're being recorded or whatever. But I feel like we genuinely heard Alex Ovechkin, you know, the way he talks to his teammates, the way he talks to the rivals, the way he just, and how excited he was when anybody scored, you know, whether it was Oshie or Schultz or LaPierre. It was like, that's just a class act right there.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's, you're right. It's not fake. It's not embellished when it's from him. That's really him.
Yeah.
The man was born to play hockey, and the man was born to be entertaining while playing hockey.
Right.
And no two ways about it.
Nope.
So, yeah. So he gets in on the act, Mantha and Carlson with the assists on that one. Power play was, just a big wrecking ball this whole game. That was good to see. But by contrast, not so much later on. We'll get to that in a minute. Chris Kreider, unfortunately, spoils the shutout bid for V squared, getting a tip in at 9:13 of the third period. So just over half a period more, and VTech would have gotten himself a shutout. But I mean, still great effort overall. And then Captain closes out the scoring again with his second goal and fourth point. Kuznetsov, third assist of the night, and set your DVR to TVR. Trevor Van Riemsdyk, his first point and assist. Shorthanded of all all goals.
That's
shorthanded
awesome.
Goal. Alex Ovechkin. Those are probably words that haven't been said very often.
Mm-mm.
No. So, quick rundown of the vitals. Shots on goal, Caps 27, Rangers 24. Not bad. Not too bad. Would like to see more. More on the right side of the ledger, less on the left. But, not bad for a first outing. Face-off, this could have been a lot better. 39.2 win percentage for the Caps. That's not going to fly for a whole 82 games. Power play, 6 chances for the good guys, buried 3 of them. 50% clip. Yes. More please. Pims, of course, everybody was expecting this and the hits to be more. It wasn't. 18 for the Rangers, 16 for the Caps. 27 hits for the Rangers. Like I said, they tried to dictate the physicality. Caps weren't buying it. And it was mostly, if you think about it, mostly hits that were causing penalties, unnecessary scrums, and getting people out of position. Mm-hmm. Only 12 for the Caps. They knew what they were in for. They knew how to play the game, and they played a very disciplined game to their credit. 15 blocks. You hate to see too many of those, but those guys, they do their job. So hopefully, I kind of cringe when that number gets over 10 or 12, but I mean, it means they're doing their job.
Yeah.
And it helps the goaltending. So good for them. I just hope that it doesn't take the toll on the defense as much mm-hmm. as it did last year.
Right.
That's pretty much the vitals. Now, we said the shots were an okay total, but here's what tells the tale. 6 shots on goal first period for the Caps, 15 for the second. Mm-hmm. And then back to 6 for the third, but the Caps had pretty much run away with it by the time the game was half over anyway. So I think as long as they keep playing that way and they limit the chances, they limit, you know, mistakes and all that, I didn't see anybody really make a bad mistake or anything like that.
No, I think in the beginning it was just that so much adrenaline that I wanted to be like, all right, like, you know, pump the brakes a little bit, but then I didn't send that stupid text out. I'm glad I didn't, because they were having fun, and that's when we love the Capitals the most, when they're animated, when they're playing smart hockey, and it's like it's across the board. And I will say, like, I was impressed with, I can't say that there was somebody that I was like, oh, get him off the ice, Orlov. But usually I have, you know, there's somebody, but I thought that for the first game and to have the fans there and every, you know, just trying to get back to some kind of normalcy, even though we are so far from it. Good on them, you know. It was good.
And yeah, and being the home team and all that adrenaline, like you said, can work against you, and mm-hmm. sometimes it does in the case of the Caps, but not tonight. And that, I think, that was really, really good to see, especially with so many new and younger faces in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you always want to get off to a good start, and I think. I mean, one game, of course, doesn't a season make, but this was a pretty good start. And I think maybe even looking forward to a lot of good things to come.
Yep.
From this team. So, okay, on a few days later, it was last night, in fact, this past Saturday, of course, I played the defending cup champion Lightning. And this was a 2-1 overtime loss. If you don't like this kind of game, some would probably have said this is kind of a boring game, and I can see that. But also, in a sense, it was pretty riveting to watch, because the Caps had their chances, the Lightning had their chances, and it was, I don't think. I mean, I know one of your biggest complaints is sloppy play, missed passes, and just, you know, overall not paying attention and just carelessness. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a whole lot of that in this game. Did you?
I didn't either. And considering who they're going up against, and with it only being the second game, I was impressed. Like, I was not bored at all. And also, like, I mean, you have to give credit where credit's due, and their Vasilevskiy is phenomenal. I mean, he is a phenomenal goalie for Tampa Bay. But I will say I was equally not, well, I can't say equally. I won't, but I was just as impressed, with Vanacek, and I have been. And I think, I think I went into this knowing, it was going to be low scoring for sure. And I definitely knew it was going to, you know, kind of come down to the very, very end. I didn't think it would go to overtime, but whatever. But when you look at who scored on Tampa Bay, you just kind of are like, nah, okay. Like if you didn't watch the game and you were just reading the highlights, you're like, okay, we'll look at who scored and look at who was in goal. But I think the Capitals didn't back down. And so I was impressed, you know, and yeah, I didn't find it boring.
No, because it was a defensive battle for most of the game, and it was a goalie duel for most of the game.
Right.
The whole game, really. And, you know, it wasn't one of those, you know, fire wagon games where you get a goal every 2 to 3 minutes. And,
right.
You know, there are some out there, especially if you're, I'm not trying to make fun of people, but if you're newer to the game, you expect a lot of action, and that means to some, that means goals. Well, that didn't happen here, and you were kind of expecting it with these two teams, but it didn't happen. But it was a strong game played by both. The goalies shined at both ends when they had to.
Yep.
And yeah, it was just I didn't expect it to be as much of a duel that way, or as close as it was. I thought I was looking for one of the two teams to make a mistake that would be very costly. And the one time the Caps did, and it was by the captain. Did you see what he did? Corey Perry got loose and almost had a breakaway.
Right.
Because
then he missed it.
Ovechkin missed his assignment, and then he was like, after the play, he kind of waved over the benches. Yeah, it's on me. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But
he's human.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just another sign that he's not a shitty captain, but a very good captain and responsible captain. Mm-hmm. So, who happened to score the Caps' lone goal, his third. So ridiculously close on that. That second goal that did not count. I mean, literally, you probably could have put a human hair between the puck and the goal line.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was from all angles. I mean, even listening to Joby and Locker, but anybody, I was, you know, cause any angle you're like, oh yeah, it's a, well, is it? Was it over? What? And then you got it, you know, and that's, you know, that goaltender is, you know, he knows what he's doing. And like, holy shit, to have reflexes like that split second is sick. But yeah, it would have been fantastic had that been in Ovechkin's, had it gone his way. But
it would have been nice. But, you know, that just,
part of the game.
Just how the that's puck luck. That's just how it goes for you sometimes. But Caps still get the loser point, and I guess that's a good thing in the long run. Samantha Pell was pretty critical of the power play, and I got to agree, they could have put it away when they had that power play.
Well, weren't they 0-4?
Yeah, they were, you know, this, like, well, that's what I was saying. First game, they were gangbusters. In this game, they were the exact opposite. And I don't know, I think you were, this might have been the cause for one of your posts on the Facebook page.
Shoot the puck.
shoot the effing puck was the,
I believe, yes.
You can't see it, but I'm doing air quotes because, I'm trying to be the good one here.
Shoot the fucking puck there.
Yeah, that yes. Too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's what caused it, because I just think they got back to being too careful.
Yeah.
Which is what killed them last year.
Well, just, I mean, if you looked at it, it was like, the hell, like, come on. Yeah. You know, it just was like this back and forth passing, and it just didn't seem, I don't know, like, I didn't know what was going on. So yes, hence the message, but frustrating. But I will say, I did walk away with both games pretty proud of 92.
I was just about to ask you about him.
Yeah.
I said, well, we said last week on last week's episode, he would be the key player, if not one of them.
Mm-hmm. If he wanted it.
Yeah, if he has his head and his heart in the whole thing. So far, I would say he's acquitted himself very well. Mm-hmm. I think last night's game, he might have overthought things, but, you know, he did take a few chances. He wasn't just skating in circles and just
right.
kind of looking for the highlight reel pass. He did, you know, leave himself open and did take a few chances and actually shot it a few times. But mm-hmm. I also think he was overthinking too. And, you know, I don't know. You can be glass half empty about it, but if you want to see it glass half full, then it means he's starting to get his game back.
I agree. And I think that he, you know, had a lot of time to think about consequences and damage he's done and image that he's kind of destroyed through the eyes of some fans. And you know what? You're going to have to come back, and whether it's earn the respect or earn the fan base or however he wants to look at it. But when you're also down a Nicklas Backstrom, you have to take pride in your position, but also just, you know, in being you just have to step up. I mean, God, if you don't have 19 on the ice, that's like such a huge blow. So why not, you know, step up and do what you're supposed to do and do it for the right reasons, you know, do it because you're a Caps player and you want the team to win and you want the cup. I mean, guaranteed we're 2 of 82 games in, but why not start off the best way possible and say, hey, you know what, if Backstrom's not on the ice, it's still going to be okay. And I thought he played well. I mean, I will agree there was a couple of moments yesterday where he was my shoot the fucking puck moment. But overall, I've been impressed with him and Carlson, to be honest, the last two games. So it's nice to see, you know, the Ovies and Oshie just kicking ass and keeping that consistent. And it's nice to see that these guys are doing as well.
Agreed. Very much agreed. And it is great to see the veterans take the lead and, you know, show the younger guys how it's done. And getting back to Kuznetsov a little bit, you know, I think he realizes at for the moment, at least, that, yeah, it's right now it's on him to carry the load down the middle, and mm-hmm. he's trying. I will give him that. And so, you know, whether or not he delivers, you know, it's a long season. There's 80 games left to go, but, you know, there's right now enough to say that, you know, he's at least trying. So I will give him that. But I think, like you said, also that because of all the stuff that went on before, a lot of people's patience is wearing thin. So mm-hmm. as long as he understands that.
Yeah, I agree.
So. That, yeah, I wanted to talk about him a little bit because, you know, he can be still the difference maker when he wants and needs to be. And, you know, had the puck gone, a little differently, bounced a little differently, he might have had himself a goal or a key assist in the game last night. So, but that's, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know, it's one game. They still got a point. We're not going to stew over it too much.
Right.
But that's the difference. That's the difference that he makes. So hopefully he can find a way to keep that up for 80 plus games going forward, because then it'll be worth it. You know what? I have to stop here because I'm watching the replay of last night's game and they're showing the replay of the goal. You know what? I'm just going to come out and say it. That was a goal. That was a goal. I am seeing.
I know.
I am seeing. I am seeing a the tiniest sliver of snow white between that little black disc and the red line. So that was a goal.
Yeah, it was hard. It was. I don't even know if there was an angle that I was completely sold. To be honest, I feel like it was the right call, but God. so close. And there was just like, I don't know, like you said, it could have been a hair. But
I mean, I'm literally seeing it for the 15th time, and I'm seeing just enough white from the outer edge of that little black disc between that and the line. And that tells me whole puck over whole line equals goal. So I hope I didn't, you know, freak out anybody who's a fan of geometry or anything like that. My kids, maybe, I don't know.
You're okay.
All right. Well, so yeah, not to beat a dead horse, but I mean, it's a tough loss, but it was enough to get them the old loser point. But and you mentioned this before, hats off to Vitek Vanacek. I think he played a great game. He had a lot of high danger chances he had to deal with, and every others his rebound control for sure is 100 times better this year.
Absolutely.
Than it was last year. So he's learned that. Enough to earn him number 3 star for this game. 24 shots against, 22 saves. So I think I would say we're in good hands with him. Of course, Samsonov is probably going to get the next start just to see good what stuff. He can do.
I'm a little bit torn because I feel like maybe they'll wait until they get a jersey.
Well, we'll see. Are you? Oh, okay. You think maybe Sammy will be the road goalie?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah.
I can probably see that too. So, it's a disappointing loss. I don't think the Caps did really anything much wrong. They actually put out more shots in this game. It was just, you know, Steven Stamkos, you put the puck on his stick with the game on the line. More often than not, he's going to bury it. So, yep. I, you know what? If you got to lose that way and you can still get a standings point,
yeah,
I'm okay with it.
And it's game 2. So,
and it's game 2 out of 82. So, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. And we'll see him again November, 1st or the 11th or whatever
right.
it is. So, not worried
right.
about it.
So the Caps record after this week, of course, 1-0-1. What's the O stand for? Oh my gosh, we were treated to a lot of great hockey.
Okay.
More crickets. Jeez.
One of these days, but
Stonewall.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. So, taking a look at the future schedule. Last of the 3-game homestand to open is this coming Tuesday, 7 o'clock puck drop at Capital One against the Colorado Avalanche. And then the game you mentioned 2 days later, Thursday night, first road trip of the season, albeit a very brief one against the Devils.
Right.
7 o'clock puck drop at the Rock. And then back home on Saturday. Wow, this is early. This is early enough. First matinee of the season, those afternoon games that you love so darn much.
I hate them. Especially like 1 o'clock, if it's 4 o'clock. Okay, 1 o'clock, not so much.
Yeah, this 1 o'clock
for us.
And this one against the Calgary Flames, and that will actually close out next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's previews of coming attractions. But yeah, I don't think we could have asked for, except for an outright win, a better start to the year. And listen, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I mean, guys who were worried about the team, come on, you had to like what you saw with this team. You had to have a lot of compete, a lot of fire, a lot of, you know, standing up for your teammates, a lot of what it takes to win. So I think if they can keep it up and manage to avoid a rut in this long season, I think this team might do some damage, or at the very least get in the playoffs and impress. So, I mean, look, I'm not worried, and I don't think you should be either. I'm trying to hammer that point home, but you know, I'm wondering if all our listeners out there on the other side of the speaker's earbuds or what have you are getting it, that it's not really anything to worry about. I don't think this team is going to fall into like a 10-game losing streak or something like that and is in danger of missing the playoffs. I really can't see it.
And again, that's game two.
Okay, I get it.
I'm just going to keep saying it because I
know
82 flipping games, and I'm impressed with how we're starting. It would be a totally different conversation if we had our asses handed to us in both games to be like, what are we going to do? We look good. We have vet players that are fantastic, and we have rookie players that are fantastic. And I think the chemistry so far has been spot on. And like, let's just ride it out. Like, I think this next week is going to be huge for them, considering who they're playing and some of the players on the other teams. And the rebuilding of certain teams. but let's just do it. Like, let's just be fans. Let's just watch and support, and then we'll critique the hell out of them if we need to.
Right. So, yeah, we're trying to talk you guys off the ledge. You out there who are doubters right now. So hopefully we've done that. I think this team has given you a lot to cheer for, and that's really all you can ask of them. So,
great.
All right, so I think this is a good place to stop for now. We'll be back again, of course, next week. And I just want to put out the message. Anyone who is interested in being a guest coming on, giving their opinions verbally for all to hear in Caps fandom, of course, you're welcome to join us at any point. Message us on our Facebook page or privately in Facebook is where we're mostly available. Anna, of course, is available on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Twitter at BLULINER98. Great way to contact either one of us. And I will give out my personal email, GLHALLOWED@yahoo.com. Can email me there. If you got a question about the show or anything like that, that you want posted. So yeah, we're here for the fans. And if you're a real fan, you want to come on and be recognized, go for it. We're all for it.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, okay. So that'll do it for this edition of the Power Play Point podcast. So for the Mermaid Anna Knox, this is the Blue Liner on Point signing off and reminding you that a lawyer's favorite drink, it's a subpoena colada.
I would hope nobody would ever walk into a bar and order that.
Well, at least I got some disgust out of you this time.
That's true. That's true. You got a little something, something. New season.
I feel like I'm sometimes with you. I feel like I'm at the dreaded shootout, and I've got and you're this 6 foot tall goalie with big ass pads, and I got zero chance to get one by you. So.
That's good.
Anyway.
Continue to think that.
Yeah. Anyway. Hallelujah. And let's go, Caps.
Go, Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Power Play Point Podcast. Thanks for listening.